The Altar. The Altar is a work by Francesco Baratta, a Ligurian artist of the 18th century, and is made of white Carrara marble with inlays of green, yellow, and Portor marble. The high altar is dominated by the Crucified Christ, an outstanding work by Anton Maria Maragliano, 1664-1739, who was the most important wood sculptor in Liguria. The Christ, a splendid work of the artist's last months of life, has recently been restored and shows its original beauty. Unfortunately, in the Napoleonic period, the crucifix was stripped off the original cross, completed by the traditional silver chains. The details on the face, with its furrowed forehead and half-open mouth in the spasm of agony, convey a strong emotion to the observer. In the apse stands the picture of San Michele Psicopompo, patron of the church, by Bernardo Castello. The recent restoration has revealed the artist's signature and the date of execution, which is 1612. The archangel holds in his right hand the spear that kills the devil, presented in semi-human guise, and in his left hand a scale, meaning that he will weigh the souls to decide their destination, hence the name Psychopompe. Noteworthy are the reflections of the armor. On the sides of the altar, on the left, the beautiful Noli me tangere, painted by Santino Fortunato Tagliafichi, an artist of the Genoese school at the turn of the 18th and 19th centuries, who arrived in this church thanks to Marquise Spinola. Noteworthy are the richness and colors of the Magdalene's dress and her gazed turn to Christ, who seems to move away as if he wanted to keep her at a distance from himself. On the right, the apparition of Mary, Jesus' child, Saint Anna, San Filippo Neri, and Francesco Saverio. Splendid canvas from the third decade of the 18th century by Gregorio de Ferrari and his workshop. To be observed under this painting, the small tabernacle of the Holy Oils dating back to the end of the 15th century.